This is Ozarks at Large. With me via Zoom is the militant grammarian, Catherine Schultz. Catherine, welcome back.
Thanks. Kyle, we wouldn't have been able to do this segment for as long as we have, except for the fact that English is a complicated language.
Correct. Absolutely.
Let's talk about a few of those words that are spelled and pronounced the same but have multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. We've talked about homonyms before, so let's do a quiz.
Okay.
I know that you and our listeners know all of these words and their homonyms, but it's not always so obvious how versatile the words are until you look at them like this.
Okay.
So, Kyle, I know your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They are not exactly soft-spoken when things are going on around them.
No, not at all.
What is it that they do?
They bark.
But bark has another meaning.
On a tree.
Yeah, bark on a tree.
Yeah.
The dog's bark can be either a verb or a noun. You can say the dog's bark. The dog's bark is loud. That's a noun. Or you can say the dogs have barked. But the bark of a tree can't be a verb, at least not in my universe it can't be.
No.
The way people turn things into verbs, who knows?
True.
If your dogs won't settle down, their commotion might put you in trouble with your neighbors. You might say the dogs put you in a...
predicament. A jam.
Yes, there you go. And the jam is also what?
That's something you put on your toast.
So what's the forceful use of the word jam?
Well, to shove into something, to force. Like,
Yeah, like jam your suitcase full of shoes or something.
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, I know winter is not your favorite time of year.
No.
So it's not your favorite...
season.
What?
Season.
But winter is a good time to eat soup and chili as long as it's well...
seasoned.
Yeah. And what's the third meaning of seasoned?
Oh.
Applied to...
Kind of a way to say someone has done something for a long time?
Yeah, experience,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah, experience, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying at the beginning, is that we know all of these, but you don't often think about the fact that that's the same word.
Right.
Kyle, you can buckle the buckle on your belt, mm-hmm. but what's a scary homonym for buckle?
Oh, like if a bridge buckles and it collapses.
Yeah. Uh-huh, collapse under weight. And then there's buckle up and buckle down. What's the difference there?
Well, buckle up, I mean, it could mean when you get in your car and you put on the seatbelt, or it could just mean get ready for something crazy.
Right, yeah. And then what about buckle down?
Concentrate.
Hard work.
Get serious, yes.
Mm-hmm. And wrapping up buckle, there's dessert.
I don't know a buckle dessert.
Have you not ever had a blueberry buckle?
No.
It's an old-fashioned, it's a cake made with fruit, typically blueberries, and has a streusel topping.
I like that. It's fun to say blueberry buckle.
I've never had one either. But I do remember hearing the word used that way.
Hmm.
The last set of homonyms for today was featured in a Facebook meme I saw recently. It was a Venn diagram, where labeled circles overlap.
Yeah.
Should we explain that more to people? They know what a Venn diagram is?
Well, so you could have a circle that is labeled people who like yogurt. And then you could have another circle, people who are concerned about their weight. And a third circle that's people who enjoy blueberries in their diet. And some of those people would be all three, right? You could be concerned about your weight, like yogurt, and want blueberries.
Those would be the overlapping, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you might just be someone who likes yogurt, and you don't care about your weight, and you hate blueberries. So that part of that circle would be out, yeah.
So this had to do with the word squash. So what are the three meanings of squash, Kyle?
Oh, this is great, because one is a food that comes out of your garden.
A vegetable. Mm-hmm.
Right. Another means to pulverize or flatten.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is a sport that is, I think, related to racquetball in a way.
So this Venn diagram had witty, pared down labels for squash. And the labels were sport, vegetable, way to die.
And the overlap, of course, covered them all. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Sherrills.